Mr. President, Mr. Vice President, Council. I'm here before you today to ask for the approval of a lease agreement between JBT Enterprises LLC and Sussex County.
We pull it like that way a little bit. No, this one here. So you're, pull that way, pull that way. And there you go.
Can you hear me now?
That's good.
I'm here today also because Director Ludke sends his regards. He is currently under awaiting surgery in Christiana today. He'll be out for a couple of weeks. Minor surgery. Yeah, he'll be out for a couple of weeks, and he sends his regards to the council and the other esteemed people at this dais. JBT Enterprises LLC is a company that was formed after David Webb passed away. He was our previous landlord over at the Blade Station in Seaford, which for many years was Paramedic Station 102, and about 5 years ago, it became our West District Supervisor Station. And his office manager formed a corporation and asked us to renew the lease. And in researching it, we found out that we had been working pretty much on a handshake lease with Mr. Webb for many years. So this lease is to go into effect on the first day of May 2009 and last for 3 years. The rent will be $815 a month, where there is an option here that we can opt out at any time, as they also can do the same. It's our standard additional lease. It's been reviewed by Mr. Griffin and by Mr. Townsend. And if there are any questions, I will entertain questions at this time.
Any questions for Mr. Stewart? All right, Mr. Stewart.
I have a motion as soon as I find it. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approve the lease agreement between JT Enterprises LLC and Sussex County Council as per the terms and conditions of the written lease agreement.
Make the motion.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Not, we'll call the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Michael Izzo.
Good morning. I have just one item on my agenda this morning. It's in reference to the balancing change order for the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility, upgrade number 2. We actually issued a notice to proceed on this project in January of 2005. It was a 2-year contract scheduled to be complete in January of 2007. Unfortunately, in this case, the contractor did not complete the work in a timely manner, and it was not until November of 2007 that the work was actually complete, some 302 days past the actual contract time. As a result, we charged the contractor penalties based upon that time overrun. And really, since that time, since January of 2007, we've been doing what we can to basically get the contractor to finish the work and to get him out of the treatment plant. As I mentioned, we finally have been able to negotiate a balancing change order with this contractor. I've given you a laundry list of the charges. Most of the charges are decreases, and it will result in a net positive change order in the amount of $306,685. Finally, in the last several weeks, we have all our appropriate operations and maintenance manuals and as-builts and things of that nature. If you want, I can go through the details of the actual change order. But the most important thing regarding the change order is that we will issue a time extension of 302 days in exchange for the penalties that the contractor is in effect paying for being late on the contract.
We have those specifics in front of us. Are there any questions from council to Mr. Izzo?
What's the construction address?
The contractor is from Syracuse, New York.
Okay, just wondering where he's from.
Yeah, he's not local. Although they do work in the Mid-Atlantic area. They're working on the Lewis plant expansion, and they had the same problem we are having Fortunately for us, anyway, we're ahead of them as far as closing out, and they're also doing work in Harvard de Grace and places like that.
Are you legally able to kind of red flag contractors that we have problems?
That's an interesting question. In the case where we had Bearing Construction back in the Ocean View contract, where basically they just stopped work and we had to call on the bond and basically finish the work, I have the ability. Now, in this case, because we're basically negotiating a change order, I'll have to sit down with Mr. Robertson once we have similar work on the street. It would be our intention to pursue that course. I'm not sure if, because we're doing it, I don't want to say in a friendly fashion, but the fact that we were able to negotiate this deal without the court being involved or me calling in the bond, I may not be in such a strong position in this case as I was in the Bearing case that came up several years ago. But nonetheless, this keeps us out of court, gets the contractor out of our house, and gets us all the manuals and as-builts that we need to operate the plant.
Any other questions for Mr. Izzo?
Do I understand you to say he would get an additional 300 and some days to complete the project?
Basically, it took him an additional 302 days to complete, get the project where we could operate the plant in a satisfactory fashion.
Mm-hmm.
We charged him a penalty of $271,000 in exchange for that 302-day extension.
Mm-hmm. All right. In the past.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Understand.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the county's consulting engineer, Stearns & Wheeler, LLC, and the county engineering department that change order number 7 for Sussex County contract number 02-12-B, scruff treatment upgrade number 2 with CO Falter Construction Corporation be approved, which increases the contract time by 302 days and decreases the contract amount by $306,685.25 for a new contract total of $15,008,172.92, contingent upon the approval of the U.S. Department of Agricultural, Rural Development, and the Financial Assistance Branch, Division of Water Resources, Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control.
Could I get a motion, please?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the change order read by Mr. Izzo. Are there any further questions? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, Mike. Mr. Lamb?
Thank you. Morning. We had three ordinances for possible introduction this morning.